Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
92821.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name, please?
Jeffrey Dangers. Don't be afraid.
Okay. Yes, sir. Now, I do see your name here. Will you verify your mailing address?
JeffDangers@yahoo.com.
Thank you. So what is your shipping address?
400 Laurel Avenue, Brea, California, 92821.
Okay. So I do see you just placed an order, so how may I help you?
Well, when I was placing the order, it said it was for $4.95. It was just the shipping, but I got charged $39.89. And I tried to go on and get the information again, and this time it showed a price of $19.73, and I thought I'd cancel the first one and get the second one, but I want to know why the $4.95 didn't come through. It came through $39.85 instead of $4.95.
Okay. Well, the what you've ordered is a meal plan. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
No.
The meal plan is $39.85.
I didn't sign up for a meal plan. What I signed up for was for the sweeper, house sweeper.
Okay. Well, this is a call center. The only thing I can see on our end is what this order was, how it was processed, and it does have a meal plan here now. The meal plan is $39.85 a month, but I can give you a discount of $19.85 and bring it to $20 if you want to try it.
I don't want to try it. That's not what I was ordering.
Uh-huh.
It was just a sweeper, floor sweeper.
Okay. Well, I can reverse the charge since you made a mistake and ordered the meal plan, I assume. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
Zandra.
Zandra. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And I'd like to cancel both of those because the reason I got it was because it was just $4.95 and both of them came up much higher and sounds like they didn't get what I ordered.
Okay. In regards to this account, I only see $39.85 was incurred on your account.
Okay. Well, I went to the same picture, same company, but the second one was a different phone number, but it was $19.73. But
okay,
it was supposed
you may
to
have
be only.
Uh-huh. You may have to dial that number to get that, to speak with someone about that charge. This is a call center. We answer the phone for a number of companies that sell various products like the one that you ordered. I have reversed the charge. The charge, the email will go to you at jeffdangers@yahoo.com. You'll get that email first indicating that the charge has been voided. And then, of course, in 3 to 5 business days, you will see the credit back on your Visa.
It'll take that long.
Normally 3 to 5 business days, yes, sir.
Hmm. Oh boy, so that won't be till next Monday or so.
Well,
or
it's gonna actually the weekend is not counting. They're not counting the weekend. They're counting Monday through Friday as business days.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Oh, so Saturday doesn't count.
No. So you can check your card. It may post sooner. But that's the standard time frame, 3 to 5 business days.
Well, I can't see how what I got was a big picture of the floor sweeper,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see anything about food. I don't know how I got charged for food.
Okay. Yes, sir, I don't see the ad either. The only thing I see is the final order, and that is what populated when I pulled up your name as a meal plan. And we've canceled it, and I have a cancellation number here if you'd like it for reference, but the email is going out to you as well, indicating that the charge has been voided.
Okay. Just a second. Let me get my paper. Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so the cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 919-279-809. You got it?
Let's see, 919-279-809.
Yes, sir. So this account is, this is a closed account now.
919. Okay, and your name again?
Zandra.
Zandra. Z-A-N-D-R-A.
Exactly.
Thank you, Zandra.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.
You too. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you as well. Bye-bye.